Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
It's time now for the WXXI Business Report. Randy Gorbman is here. Randy, good morning. What can you tell us about the latest reports on jobs and manufacturing?
Yes, good morning, Beth. Well, another monthly report out just late last week on job growth figures. This from the New York State Labor Department. It shows an increase of 3,200 private sector jobs in the Rochester Metro over the last year. We've consistently seen these jobs increases, Beth, all year, although the numbers are not quite as large as they were last year. State Labor Analyst Tammy Marino says traditionally September has been a good month for local employment.
Every year retailers begin to increase their staffing levels, especially during the months of November and December. On average, these employers will hire more than 4,000 workers for the holiday season. And it's also the time of year when construction activity begins to pull back somewhat.
Marino notes that employers locally have created about 39,000 new jobs over the last 10 years. That's just after the end of the Great Recession. And employment locally is now at its highest level on record. Another economic indicator for the region, actually the broader region, is the Empire State Manufacturing Index. That came out late last week. It showed business conditions having a slight improvement in October. The Empire State Index is closely watched as one of the first indicators of the month's manufacturing activity. Previous reports in recent months have been flat, so this one did show a bit of a gain. One analyst quoted as saying it's a modest report, suggesting manufacturing in the New York region is still growing. Employment levels and hours worked both increased modestly, according to this report. And as they survey a lot of these manufacturing executives looking ahead to the next 6 months, it indicated optimism about future conditions improved somewhat, but still remained subdued. Wegmans announcing recently that two longtime executive team members will retire at the end of the year. Jack DePeters, Senior VP for Store Operations, and Jonah Talley, Wegmans VP of Media Relations, will retire at the end of 2019. DePeters has been with the company more than 50 years, starting as a customer service associate while he was still in school. Talley joined Wegmans 36 years ago, heading up media relations for the last 27 years. Wegmans veteran Bob Farr will succeed DePeters. Talley being replaced in her job later by newcomer Dina Percassi. Farr, by the way, has been with Wegmans since 1980. All these folks have been there a really long time. He started working there at the age of 16. Percassi previously worked at the Harris Poll in Rochester. The Blue Cross Arena at the Rochester War Memorial announcing an expanded partnership with the distillery, making the longtime partner and local restaurant the official wing and wing sauce of that venue, as well as for the Rochester Amherst and the Nighthawks. A discussion on growing the innovation economy coming up this week, Thursday, in Rochester at the Wilder Room on East Avenue. It's hosted by the Rochester Downtown Development Corporation and Greater Rochester Enterprise. The panel includes RIT President David Munson, GRE President and CEO Matt Hurlbut, and Jason Arena, the CEO and President for Workin' Man, that's a multi-platform video game developer. Mark Oney of Employ Channel also on the panel, and Teresa Mazzullo will be the moderator. She's with Excel Partners. The conference aimed at going after companies who are looking outside the big cities and the tech hubs like Silicon Valley, New York City, and Boston, and maybe want to take advantage of the local talent pipeline here in Rochester, things like lower costs and, of course, quality of life issues. The event Thursday is free. It begins at 4:30 in the afternoon. And on Friday, Roberts Wesleyan College hosts its Fall Leadership Breakfast, a panel of local leaders talking about the importance of soft skills on people, things like various types of relationship skills, communication skills. That is 7:30 to 9 a.m. Friday at Roberts Wesleyan. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorbin.